Welcome to the Creating Your Life podcast. This is day one, getting started. Hi, this is Mark Andre Alexander. In this series of podcasts, I'm going to be your personal coach. It's a fairly obvious concept. If you're like me, you can get excited and motivated about something, but without some kind of daily prompting or reminder, your discipline will likely fade out over time. You'll lose that motivating energy and change won't happen. So I'm going to be your daily prompt, your personal coach. I'll be here with a reminder each day to help you apply what you've learned in my book, Creating Your Life, What You Should Have Learned as a Teen, Book One. I'll be that daily voice in your ear reminding you that you've committed yourself to making some changes. And perhaps, more importantly, you really want to experience those changes so that you know the ideas presented in the book are actually true and really work. So let's get started. First, if you've not already done so, go to my author's website at markandrealexander.com and go to the resources page. You'll find there a link to the 100-Day Imagination Exercise Workbook, which can be downloaded and printed. The workbook is simply a template for your 15 times writing exercises. It's designed for two affirmations on each page for a total of 100 days. If there is one thing only that you do for these next 100 days, it's write down your affirmations 15 times each and do your imagination exercises. And I promise you, if you faithfully do these imagination exercises every day, you will experience some change and be able to verify after 100 days that these daily exercises really can help you change. Remember, your imagination is the tool with which you architect your life. I'll be saying this over and over again in virtually every podcast to imprint it on your memory. Your imagination is the tool with which you architect your life. And whether you realize it or not, you're imagining your life every day, every hour, every minute. Much of what you're imagining so far has been on autopilot. You've been accepting pictures of yourself from both yourself and from others, and many of those pictures hold you back or keep you stuck in one place. So now it's time to change some of those pictures and start consciously creating your life. First, you have to pick at minimum two affirmations. And if you lack daily discipline, then I recommend that your first affirmation be simply this: I love writing my affirmations and exercising my imagination every day. Your second affirmation may be more ambitious. Perhaps you want to quit smoking, or lose weight, or make some other significant change. Write that affirmation as well. For example, I am a healthy non-smoker who passionately enjoys fresh air and a smoke-free environment. Or, I make healthy food choices every day while losing an average of 1 pound each week. Just remember to keep your affirmations personal, positive, and in the present tense. So for your first day, that's it. Print out the workbook and write down your affirmations while doing your daily imaginative exercise. Do it now so you can begin getting into the habit of writing affirmations and exercising your imagination. And I'm going to be joining you as well. Here's my affirmation. I create great, motivating, and inspiring podcasts. You've probably noticed how this podcast is a bit stilted, like I'm reading from a script. That's because I am. This is my first ever podcast. But I know enough about myself to know that I'm the kind of person who can become a great podcaster. So I will apply myself every day with you. And just as you should see change take place in your life, you should hear me become a great, motivating, and inspiring podcaster. That's it for now. I'll be back tomorrow with your next reminder.